Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Liveline. Well, the story has been dominating the mainstream media since last Tuesday week, that powerful spotlight programme on the BBC, which featured Maria Cahill's testimony against the IRA and indeed Sinn Féin and what happened to her after she was abused. And I don't think there's any doubt among anyone who's listened to Maria that she was abused, that she was abused by a member of the organisation. Now, we've been contacted by a number of people today, particularly. We haven't had a reaction mainly, I presume, because of Irish Water in the last week and the budget. But Con is on the line. Con, good afternoon.
Hello.
Go ahead, Con.
Hello. I just want to actually say, Joe, I hope you can hear me, Mr. Duffy.
Loud and clear, yes.
I just want to actually say, Mr. Duffy, that the Fianna Fáil leader and on Taoiseach have an absolute audacity to point a finger at political score pointing at the president of Sinn Féin. Now, I was not a member of any group that questioned Ms. Cahill, but I absolutely believe that the leaders of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have some audacity and actually cheek to point the finger at the president of Sinn Féin in relation to this issue, in how members of Dáil Éireann have treated members who are survivors of child abuse at the Foyle Commission and at the Women of the Madeleine Laundries.
Okay, you are, just to be clear, Con, when you contacted us, you told us you are a survivor of child abuse.
I am a survivor of child abuse.
You say you have raised the issue, among other things, with Gerry Adams.
No, let's make this quite clear.
Okay.
Let's make this quite clear, Mr. Duffy.
Joe, please. People, go ahead.
Mr. Duffy, let's make this quite clear.
Okay.
Mr. Adams was in the Mansion House, and Mr. Adams spoke at a 1913 commemoration of the Labour movement.
Last year, yes.
My only comment to Mr. Adams, and I want to make this quite clear, my only comment to Mr. Adams was in relation to the Sunday Independent articles, the obscene articles in the Sunday Wall, in the Sunday Indo. And I said to Mr. Adams, they were quite stomach-turning to look at the headlines. Mr. Adams agreed. That was my only comment to Mr. Adams in the Mansion House.
Okay.
At the 1913 commemoration.
Okay, I'll come back to you in a second. No, I misread your call. Stay there, Con, please. We'll try and get more clarity on the line. But stay there, Con. Tamara Lawless. Tamara in Wicklow. Good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe.
Your point, please.
I texted you simply because I was disgusted and outraged that Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael would use this poor woman's experience. I mean, she was right. No doubt, nobody is saying anything, disbelieving her story. I mean, God help her. But yet, they're just beating each other politically with her corpse. I mean, they're just,
hang on, Tamara. Don't refer to Maria like that. Maria, in fairness, has asked for meetings with various political leaders and has got them.
Fair enough, but do they need to then waste time in the Dáil, right, by beating each other up over this, right? Why not just deal with the issue, let the police, the courts, whoever, you know, jurisdiction this falls under, let it be dealt with. By all means, you know, she shouldn't be ignored, but they shouldn't use it as an opportunity to point score off Sinn Féin.
Well, do you think they are using it as an opportunity?
I do, no doubt. Did you not hear them at lunchtime? It's crocodile tears, Joe, right? I mean, the hypocrisy. Right? If they would just deal with the woman and stop talking about it and just get it dealt with, right? Why? I mean, Sinn Féin have come up in the polls recently, right, public support, because Sinn Féin are more in touch with the people than Fine Gael or Fine Fáil, right, who are more interested in themselves than in the hardship of the everyday working person in this country.
So, why?
So they see an opportunity of beating Sinn Féin and throw mud at them so people will think that Sinn Féin are a party of what, abusers or something? I don't know. Now, I'm not a Shinner. I have no support for Gerry Adams. And I think they've no experience in government. And I would hate to see them get into government because they have no experience in government and woe betide what would fall the country. But nonetheless, why use this poor woman's, you know, tragedy to point score off Sinn Féin?
Well, first of all, to describe Marie in that way, Marie has come across as a powerful woman. Not a poor woman, as a powerful woman, as a powerful witness, she's a victim, but a powerful evidential provider in this whole debate. And that's what, is that not what has grabbed the imagination of the politicians and why she's dominated political discourse in the last week?
You're right, though. That she is a very... She is an amazing woman to have survived that ordeal and come through in such a strong way, because she's obviously a survivor and she's dealt with a huge amount, right? And she's come out of it, you know, and I hats off to her. I fully respect her and I don't wish to demean or dismiss her position or her experience in any way.
Of course not. Yeah.
But I find it is disgusting the way the government are using it.
Yeah, but what
it's
is but Tamara, what is the disgusting element? Is it the Taoiseach had a 90-minute to a 2-hour meeting apparently with Maria this morning? Was it the photograph outside? Was it the public statements of the Taoiseach or
the fact, dole statements at lunchtime?
What do you think he should not have done?
He shouldn't waste dole time with this. This is not an issue of government, right? This should be dealt with the courts, with the judicial process. It should be dealt with whatever that girl needs to help her, right? Let due process begin. But they are point scoring against Sinn Féin. That is what I find galling and disgusting. And do they not realise that people see through that? We're not naive. We may have believed that kind of thing at one stage, but there's so many lies out of government now at this stage.
Yeah, but I'll go back to Con for a sec. Con, taking up, and I'm making this point to Tamara as well, you can argue very strongly that this Taoiseach has made some very powerful speeches about abuse. The speech on the Magdalen Laundry, the speech on the Klein report, the swish of the soutane. He's been very, very strong on it, Con. So why do you think he's using it for party political gain?
Mr. Joe Duffy, could we all take a deep breath and look at what's taken place? Mm-hmm. We can make all speeches in relation to child sex abuse and the injustice done to men and women who are survivors,
okay.
Right? We can do that till the cows come home. What we need to do is to put in a program of action to make sure that what happened in the 1980s or 1990s does not happen again. Do we want to sit back in 20 years' time and say, well, we told you so? We need political direct action and solidarity with men and women who are survivors.
Well, Con,
the way of doing that, Mr. Duffy, is for people to go to qualified professional agencies or authorities and implementing proper childcare structures.
Okay.
Now, I will not sit in and point fingers at people that I don't know, whether they be Mr. Adams or anybody else. But the Irish government and those in Dáil Éireann have paid lip service and are playing party politics in relation to the issue of child sex abuse. And I was not involved in any interviews with Ms. Cahill, but I support her and wish her the best of luck.
Of course, but Con, I put it to you, the government, not this government, but the previous government, the state set up the redress board. That was action. The state...
It was not action.
Why not?
It was lip service in telling survivors to stay in your place and to throw a couple of thousand at them.
Did you did you go to the redress board?
And then to actually silence them. At a redress board, Mr. Duffy, I had to sign a piece of paper saying I could not speak about my experiences. The Irish state, in relation to survivors of child abuse and their families and their loved ones, or lip service, and it's all got to do with political class identification.
Okay.
If you look at the roles of the Progressive Democrats and at the way they had relation to one of their members.
Okay, but can I ask you? You're talking about a judge who was a former member. He's never represented.
Yes.
But okay.
Yes.
But can I ask you, Down and Kerry? But can I ask you? Sorry, can I put it to you? One, okay, your point is totally correct, and I don't mean to say that to you in a patronising way because it's been raised here before. The Redress Board did demand confidentiality from people like yourself, which was an outrage, an absolute outrage.
Yes.
However, this government has set up the Magdalen Laundry Redress Board Justice...
Well, Mr. Duffy, all saw what's happened to the Madeleine laundries and the way those women were actually treated by Martin McAleese and his people.
But as a result of that report, whether you agree or disagree with the report and the tone and detail in the report, Con, but the result of that report was this government, who you say are using this issue to scapegoat and have a go at Sinn Féin. This government did set up a Magdalen, redress is the wrong word, where the survivors could go, and I know it's been slow, because we covered that as well, but where survivors could go, Con. But my point is, your statement that this government are simply, and Enda Kenny in particular, are using, and I don't mean to say it in this way, Maria, because Maria Call is such a strong person, there's no way she could be unwittingly used, but you're saying this government are using it for their own party political ends.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have no doubts about that.
Have you ever met the Taoiseach, Con?
I have never met Mr. Enda Kenny.
Would you have any interest in meeting him?
Or any government minister. If Mr. Kenny wanted to meet with actually me in relation to issues.
Okay. Did you ever request to meet him?
I have requested to meet ex-members of Undoyle, but not this current Taoiseach.
Okay. Well, was your request ever granted?
It was never granted.
You never even met a TD that you asked to meet?
I asked to meet with Mr. Noel Dempsey, who was ex-minister of education of Fianna Fáil. He refused to meet me.
He refused or was unable or unavailable?
He refused to meet me.
Okay, I don't know the internet. No, I'm particularly interested in your point, in proving or disproving your point. You've made very strong points. That's why I'm asking, did you ever ask to meet any current members of the present government, or is it that you're now saying to me, because you tried before to meet ministers for education and found it impossible, you couldn't be bothered?
No, I'm not saying I couldn't be actually bothered. Yeah. What would the point in be meeting a current member of the Irish government? We have to develop an issue regarding child policy in relation to this whole area, including the right to education and housing and taking children out of poverty. And that is also abuse.
Okay.
As how many children are living in poverty in this country? How many people are how many children are living in the hostel and hotel accommodation?
Or even the number of people homeless or whatever. I know there's very, very serious
issues. Children living in poverty.
Okay, Con, can I ask you an unfair question? Are you a Sinn Féin supporter? Would your friends regard you as a Sinn Féin supporter?
I've always voted Sinn Féin, and in the pendant, where there's injustice, I speak out on injustice. This is not a party political issue. There's injustice, I will stand. We will stand, not I. I hope we will have the courage to stand and say enough is enough. justice has to be done, not okay. spoken about.
Tomorrow,
and it's not a revenge. It's about justice and accountability. And who am I to point a finger at Mr. Johnny Adams? I wasn't there. I don't know. Okay. But I'm not going to join in that game.
Yeah, but Maria, you see, isn't that the testimony of Maria Cahill? She said she was there and she did meet Gerry Adams over a long period, and they weren't talking about teddy bears.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where Mr. Adams and Miss Cahill met. I wish Miss Cahill the best of luck.
I know that. Okay, okay.
And I don't know where they met, so I can't make a comment.
Okay, let me ask Tamara. Can I ask you the same unfair question? Are you a member of Sinn Féin, or would your friends regard you as a supporter?
Nope, and I've never signed a petition for anything to do with Sinn Féin or the IRA or anything. I have no political affiliations.
Okay.
I wouldn't be affiliated to either, any party.
No, it's an unfair question, but it just saves me when all the tweets start coming in.
It's a valid question, Joe. It's a valid question.
Okay. And both of you happened to be making the same point. Con, from a number of angles, including the fact that he is a survivor himself. The redress board. Yes, tomorrow.
Yeah, Joe, could I add in, right, that, like, politically, right, we, our government, right, in the Dáil, bring the past up all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time Martin gets up to say something in the Dáil, they beat him with, but you look what Fianna Fáil did, it's your fault,
They did it yesterday,
every time,
yes.
Yeah, they'd be better off just dealing with the crisis we are in, spending valuable Dáil time, right? Because they're not in the actual Dáil long enough every year because they've huge big holidays. Even when this country is in crisis, they still get their big holidays. So, like, there is a place to deal with these issues, right? Why politically point score off Sinn Féin? It's a waste of, you know, valuable time in the Dáil. Why not deal with the fiasco that is, you know, Irish water.
Okay, they would say we are dealing with that. You can't talk about it 24/7, but I take your point and your point.
You can't, but you should deal with it,
right? I know.
Action. Conor's right, okay? We need action.
Okay.
Do something for this young lady. Don't just talk about it and don't just attack, Gerry Adams and sling mud at him and hope he loses. Because that's what everybody, every dog in the street knows, that's what Kenny is doing.
Do you think, Tamara, that you were making the point that Sinn Féin are neck and neck with Fine Gael in the, there's lots of opinion polls, but one of the latest ones, I think it was the Red Sea, and it was 25%. Do you think this will see Sinn Féin go down in the next opinion poll or go up?
No, I don't. I think it'll go up. I think Kenny doesn't realise he's shooting himself in the foot.
Okay.
Because it comes across as disingenuous, as hypocritical, crocodile tears, and all he's doing is making Sinn Féin look more attractive to the ordinary person on the street.
Con, I know you're a Sinn Féin supporter, as you say, but do you think that Sinn Féin will go up or down in the next opinion poll? They're very high, relatively, at the moment.
Mr. Duffy, I am not a Sinn Féin poll.
Oh, sorry, I thought you...
I am not a Sinn Féin political analyst or political advisor.
Okay, I know that.
I actually hope Sinn Féin do put across the Republican socialist alternative with other socialist independents to get us out of this economic crisis.
Okay.
Wish them the best of luck.
Okay, I get that. Okay, thanks indeed, Con, and thanks indeed, Tamara Lawless, 51551. Let me go to Fergus and Matt, who contacted us on foot of Con and Tamara at the start of the programme. Fergus, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
You're following all this case and the issues that Maria Cahill has been raising for the last 8 days. Go ahead, Fergus.
Well, I didn't really want to speak about that case directly, but I don't know that much about it. And it's not very clear what the details of that case are. But I just wanted to speak a little bit about my experience living in Derry in the late 80s and early 90s.
Okay.
And which was a nightmarish experience. I think Gareth Fitzgerald termed it as the nationalist nightmare. Now, you might remember that the British Army was brought into Derry to defend the Bogside population against the RUC. or the V Specials, as they were at that time.
69, yeah.
Which was a Protestant militia that developed into the RUC, which was a police service. But during that time, they were, I suppose, unable or unwilling to engage in policing. Most of their role was security. Now, the experience of most of the nationalist population there that I would have encountered was they didn't want to, or they were didn't see the value in reporting antisocial or criminal behaviour to the police. One, because the police weren't that interested in investigating it properly. There was a danger of being seen as a collaborator dealing with the police, and there was a danger that the police might try to turn you into an informer. And they were very real concerns. So people were left in a very difficult situation. There was a vacuum there, and into which stepped the hard men. And in any conflict situation like this, it's the hard men that rise to the top. Now, those hard men came under pressure from the community to deal with antisocial and criminal behaviour within nationalist republican areas. And if they didn't respond to that pressure from the community was prepared to go to other groups. So in the first instance, people would go to Sinn Féin and might be dealt with them by the IRA in turn. If they weren't prepared to deal with it, they would move on to the INLA or the IPLO. And it just led to the most horrendous situation for everyone up there of, I suppose, the law of the jungle.
But would you, the central thesis put forward by Con and Tamar, who don't know each other, by the way, one who says he was a survivor of abuse, but also, as he said quite clearly, a supporter of Sinn Féin. Tamara said she wasn't, but both of them agreed, and they argued that the issue is being exploited by parties in the South for party political benefit. Is that your thesis? Is that your belief?
It's not even a thesis. Of course it is. Once this issue passes from the media spotlight, so will interest in the experience of people in the North in the past, today and in the future. The political establishment down here is not that genuinely interested. Just like the McCartney case that we had years ago, there was intense scrutiny and spotlight then at that time. And when that passed out of the spotlight, no one was interested in the experience of people in the North. At the time I lived in Derry, Derry had the second highest rate of punishment shootings in the world after Cambodia, with knee cappings. And
my God.
The problem has been going on for decades, and very little interest has been shown in it. Now, whatever about the political establishment, I know from speaking to people down here that it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, for them to grasp the realities of what went on there, you know, and not just to grasp it, it's very difficult to listen to it.
Was it as lawless, even as in 2000, the year 2000, when part of Maria's case, Maria was raised
in the 1990s.
Yeah, but was it as lawless in the year 2000 as you were making it out to be?
But at that time, Sinn Féin weren't they involved in intense negotiations.
The peace process, yes.
The reform of the RUC, which eventually became the Police Service in Northern Ireland, the PSNI. So it was very difficult when they were making a case for the RUC to be reformed. It was very difficult, as much as I think a lot of them wanted to do, to recommend to their people that they use the RUC. And there still would have been a great unwillingness amongst
the difference,
population to use the RUC.
But the difference in the Maria Cahill case is that Maria was, quite clearly, her abuser was within the organisation.
We'll talk about that. I'm not defending what happened there at all.
I know that.
And I'm saying this is the nationalist nightmare. This is the experience that people.
But Gerry Adams is quite clear, and he repeated it today, that he said to Maria Cahill, via her uncle Joe Cahill, that she should go to the RUC about her complaints. But you're saying nobody went to the RUC.
Well, as little as possible.
Yeah.
And then as things began to thaw out a bit in the 90s, more and more people went to them. And sometimes you had to, for practical purposes, go to the RUC to report a crime so you could claim insurance.
Yeah, car accident or whatever. Stay there, Fergus. Matt is on the line as well, 51551. Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You agree with Con and you agree with Tamara. People are agreeing. You put forward your own point. Go ahead.
Well, I do agree very much with what Fergus was saying there. We all know the history and tradition, which is pretty well researched on the situation with nationalists and the North Kangaroo Courts and all that sort of stuff. That's history. We cannot undo that. And I think it's good that the Taoiseach did meet this young, articulate lady. But I think there is a very, very big element of jumping on the bandwagon here. We were told that Taoiseach is going to meet her. Then he's meeting her. Then he met her for 90 minutes. Now, anyone getting a meeting of 90 minutes with a Taoiseach of this country, it is very, very unusual. You get 9 minutes or 19 minutes, and you have a good day when you do that.
Why do you put it that way? Surely we still live in a country where, why do you use that phrase 9 or 19? Why do you say that?
Well, because the resonate with 90 minutes was a meeting that they had. Do the propaganda people really need to be telling us that he spent 90 minutes speaking to this young lady? But I think he is very selective, because I think the voters and the general public will remember very clearly when there was a Fine Gael conference or Ardesh or something in the South Coast Hotel in Limerick about 2 years ago, and a young mother was at the gate with a placard with her 7 or 8 year old special needs child. And the Taoiseach's car brushed by her. He gave a wave, as Taoiseachs do. There wasn't time to meet her there. There was several reports in the paper weeks and months afterwards that lady still hadn't been met to plead her case for her child.
And indeed, she was often on this programme. It was a medical card issue.
She was indeed.
If the history of that issue is ever written, that woman and that public demonstration standing outside the Fine Gael Ardesh, I think, will be seen as one of the earlier indicators that this was a serious issue. But you, as my memory is, you are correct in that they didn't stop and talk to her. I think some activists came out and said hello to her, but she didn't get... Now, whether she subsequently... I think she did get a meeting with the minister.
My understanding is that she never got an audience with the Taoiseach. And to some degree, that might be understandable. The Taoiseach cannot meet everybody. Mm-hmm. But there's an exception being made here. Maria Cahill is the daughter of a very famous man for whatever reasons. She has suffered what she has suffered, and that is regrettable and all of that, and I don't know enough about the case to comment on it. But I think this smells of absolute raw politics that the public and voters are getting fed up of. We were promised...
But you're saying just to be clear, you're saying it smells of politics from the politician's point of view.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. There is one way to deal with this. Rather than sparring across the Dáil chamber and others in yahooing from the back benches, it is a disgraceful type of performance in our parliament. This thing needs to be dealt with coolly and calmly, with proper investigation, and let the rule of law prevail. Rather than the Taoiseach being judge, jury and executioner and accusing the Sinn Féin side, they accusing him. Like, it's been made into a bit of a circus, and that young lady doesn't deserve that sort of a circus. I don't like the word victim, but she has suffered from abuse, shall we say. She needs some remedy to this, but certainly our politicians are not going to deliver any remedy from the sort of performance we have had from them. And like the Taoiseach trying to rewrite the history of the past, that's not going to be rewritten. It cannot. It's there. We move forward. Cool, calm heads, the rule of law prevailing is the only way to deal with it.
Joe, can I say something?
Yeah, briefly, Fergus, yeah.
You asked there earlier about Gerry Adams and the RUC. Now, Gerry Adams was trying to bring the Republican community to a place where they would be able to support the police. And part of that was the reform of the RUC. And that had to be very carefully choreographed. And if he had come out at too early a stage and asked people to support the RUC, that ship would have been sunk. Now, even when they did come out to ask people to support the PSNI, that landed death threats on the doorsteps of Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness. This is a very difficult.
Okay, I take those points.
People are genuine about it down here. They want to sort this out and get into the real detail and heal the detail of what happened. A peace and reconciliation.
Ger is on the line. Ger, good afternoon.
He should be supporting.
Good afternoon, Joe. I've been following this discussion, and something occurs to me, Joe. And the fact that this happened, that a 16-year-old girl was raped by an IRA man, was in 1997. When people think about the historical things that happened, like, say, McConville and that all happened long before that. This was in 1997, mm-hmm. when the peace process was in full flow, and when the IRA as a military organization was very inactive. Because I think that has been kind of lost in
okay,
the
so what do you make of Fergus's point in particular, that the rule of law, whether Fergus didn't necessarily agree with it, the rule of law was Sinn Féin IRA because they didn't trust the RUC. Your point is that this is 97, not
this
77.
And at that stage as well, Joe, some of the dirty linen from the 30 or 40 years of abuse was actually coming out, and these things were being discussed. It would seem that, and I think I called it in my text there, the minute defence. It was the olden days, and we didn't know any better. And I think that's one of the things which we have seen in the past week, the trying out that defence, and that hasn't worked. Sinn Féin are a large party now, and could possibly be in government after the next election. So they should be subject to the scrutiny that they're undergoing.
Okay. So what do you say to the sting of the point that's being made today on this programme by the callers, and that is that they believe, so far anyway, they believe that the case is now being used for party political reasons.
Look, no matter what happens in this country, everything is political, Joe. You know, there have been scandals involving people from many parties in the past, which have been aired in the Dáil. This is an important matter. A 16-year-old girl, and let's put this at the top of her head, right? Yeah. A 16-year-old girl has been raped. She was subject to more or less nearly a semi court martial inquisition by known members of the IRA, and she was silenced. And there is a code, it's probably getting less now, but there was a code of omerta back in the day, that if you went to anybody, that you kept it between yourselves. And, you know, we need to emerge from that. If we're dealing with a fully democratic party, it has to go by fully democratic means and be subject to scrutiny.
Okay. Chair, Matt and Fergus, thank you. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Noel Gallagher, you say to be fair to Enda Kenny, you can get to meet him, even though he's Taoiseach. Go ahead, Noel.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. No, I was saying to your researcher there, on two occasions when he was leader of the opposition, I rang his number. I got his number from the telephone directory.
Okay.
And left messages on two occasions, and on two occasions he phoned me back. One specifically was on Budget Day, and I always remember I was in a queue in the bank, and I got this call. I didn't recognise the voice. He identified himself as Enda Kenny. I gave him my issue. He actually agreed with me, and he said, look, I acknowledge what you're saying. I've got to run, because he was, I think it was after 3 o'clock, and he was had to get in to listen to the opposition's government's minister's speech on the day.
So on two
occasions, he did actually ring me back.
And there are stories from Liveline where, through their own contacts, having heard people on Liveline through their local branches or whatever, they've tracked down the people, and the Taoiseach has phoned them as well. So there's two sides to it. Okay, Nollig, thanks a million. That's Noel Gallagher in Skerries, where there are lots of Five or Friday offers. We'll be back tomorrow at 1:45. Siobhan Hawk produced, Pat O'Carney and sound, and Derek Mooney is next.